Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So at the weekend, I was just having a shower, and as I do usually, down with the water comes all of these, you know, insights or whatever. And I was thinking about how I'm not really a competitive person. You know, how if there's some kind of external competition going on, then I just won't buy into it and I'll actively back away from it. So I've never been motivated by those kind of competition style things, you know, like whether it's in sales, reaching targets and, you know, yeah, reaching and exceeding targets. Like I spoke about this idea a few weeks ago about like not setting goals around like achievement based stuff, rather feeling, you know, just going on how you feel. So I was thinking about how I'm not really competitive. And for example, I remember when I was like 20, a friend of mine had said, who was really driven competitively, she had said, you know, let's go to the gym and let's have a let's do a challenge where I'll, you know, we'll see who can go to the gym more kind of thing, or who can get the best results. And I just am not motivated by that, probably because I have this underlying current of you'll lose anyway, so what's the point? I'm not sure. Something to take to my kinesiologist, perhaps. But I just have considered myself repulsed by competition. And it's interesting because in Find Your Freak and in my life, I've done a bit of work around this concept called voice dialogue. And I might have spoken about it before. Essentially, it's about conversing with these different aspects of yourself. So things like your inner critic or like your... I have a really strong protector, which I have brought up actually before, I know that. We have, you know, some of us have a really pronounced inner perfectionist. Some of us have a people pleaser within us. And all of these aspects of ourselves have been created at some point to help us survive, really. Hey. So in that idea also, which is something that I covered a lot in Find Your Freak, is that when you have these kind of things that you do, so for me that, you know, when a competition comes, me just not going for it and instead actively removing myself from it is because there's a shadow aspect of myself that I'm not a massive fan of. So when I shame that aspect of myself, the competitive aspect of myself, which is essentially what I'm doing when I'm just going to put up my umbrella because it's starting to rain a bit, which is essentially what I'm doing when I'm actively disengaging from competition. I'm telling that competitive aspect of myself that, you know, there's shame to be had around being competitive. And so I squash it by acting out in extreme to the other side. Right? Do you get what I'm saying? So then I started to think, okay, because I also know that when we have these aspects of ourselves, the shadow selves, and we're trying to squash them down, not consciously, usually very unconsciously, because it's an undesirable part of us, or we deem it to be undesirable. When we do that, what ends up happening is it kind of moves to the front, or it shows up in other aspects of our lives in ways that we're not conscious of. So I started to think about this idea of, am I, you know, because in the shower I was thinking how I'm just not really a competitive person, and maybe, you know, digging deeper into that. And then I realized when I listen to myself in my head, I am quite competitive because I'm comparing myself to everyone else. And when I, in the past, and I probably still do a little bit these days, I sometimes feel like I have to prove myself. Like when I had Radcasters the first time, because I'm bringing it back, it'll be open next week. But when I had Radcasters the first time, I fell into this trap of needing to prove my value. So I would just go overboard, you know, like someone would ask for some advice and I have a habit of doing this, just giving them all the advice, giving them all my knowledge, proving that I have the skills or I have the knowledge. So that is competitive. You know, that is me acting out in a competitive way that's almost passive aggressive, bordering on passive aggressive. I don't know. I'd never looked at it that way before, but when I started to look at this idea of, like, if I am actively hiding these aspects of me as a competitive person, where are they unconsciously or subconsciously expressing themselves? And I feel like that's it. And even if it's in my head, you know, even if it's in my head and I'm comparing myself to someone else and I'm not measuring up, that's competitive. That's a competitive nature. So I am competitive. I've just shamed myself around expressing that outwardly in what would be healthy ways. Being competitive doesn't have to be an ugly, bad, sportsman-like kind of scenario. You can be a winner, as in someone who wins something, and it doesn't have to, you know, I guess I had thought when I win something, someone else loses, and I don't want other people to lose. So what about if I just sabotage it so that I don't win, which reinforces the stories around my failure and my, you know, my loser status for me. And it also, so yeah, I guess it just reinforces those stories for me. So I am getting something out of it, reinforcement that I'm shit, when I haven't even given myself a chance to compete. Instead, I've just been doing this little competition inside my head, you know? So I just wanted to share this, because you might not be a competitive person, or you might be a competitive person, or you might not have an issue around it, but there are absolutely areas or aspects of you that you're currently shaming by not associating with them. You know, whether that is with the people pleaser one, it's like, yeah, oh, hello, hey, oh. With the people pleaser, oh, the dogs are coming up today. With the people pleasing aspect of me, I don't really have a people pleasing, dominant people pleasing aspect, you know, but people who are a people pleaser generally shame internally or externally people who aren't people pleasers. So I guess they might label them as selfish or whatever, self-absorbed. But isn't you obsessing about somebody else and their selfish behavior kind of self-indulgent as well? Can you see that it could be quite self-indulgent to allow yourself to have the assumptions that this person, there's something wrong with this person because they take care of themselves? Like when we shame some form of behavior, it's because we're ashamed of something that is living within us. But those things can have a healthy expression. There are people who are selfish in a people pleaser's eye that actually aren't selfish in, you know, or they might not even have an issue with them being selfish. So look for healthy ways. Like, for example, I consider myself quite selfish. I prioritize me and my needs, and I'm totally okay with that. I'm okay with communicating what's okay with me and what's not. That doesn't mean I'm an asshole. It's a healthy expression of honoring my own wants and needs, my own desires. What's shameful about that? So yeah, today I guess I just want you to look at aspects of yourself or aspects of others that you kind of find repulsive, and then maybe look for ways that they are actually living actively within you, but perhaps running unconsciously, you know? So for me, it's the competition thing. And whilst externally, I'm like, yeah, not competitive, there is an internal competitiveness that deserves a healthy expression and respect, instead of like squashing it down, actually allowing that, you know, allowing myself to move past all the stories that I have around this and just be okay with loving all aspects of myself. So yeah, that's today's episode, bit of a ramble, but something that we really dove into in Find Your Freak, and that has been a huge part of my work on myself, not just the voice dialogue, but, you know, I've been looking at shadow self stuff for a long time now. And we can, you know, I think like a lot of personal development leans towards this notion of you have these aspects of yourself that you don't like, so kind of just change your thoughts and then you change those aspects of yourself. But what if there was actually nothing wrong with those aspects of yourself? What if they just required some, you know, airtime, some recognition for the things that they've done for you? And then they will express themselves in healthier ways because they're not needing to go, you know, under the radar in like a Trojan horse to get some attention. So yeah, that's it from me today. As usual, would love to see you in the Show Up Speak Up group. Bradcasters will be open next week. And yeah, don't know what's next, but I'll soon figure it out. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.